This story is linked with the story for the next week, which is the continuation of the Messianic Confession. I would suggest that you learn the whole story at one time because it is linked so closely together. The verbal threads in this are, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And who do you say that I am? And then in the episode of his description of Peter, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, is a parallelism that makes that section easy to understand and to remember. The sequence of the episodes in this story proceeds from the two episodes about who do you say, who do people say, who do you say, so it's an A-B-A-B response. So it's two episodes of the question, answer, second question, answer. And then the second part of the story are the two episodes of the response to Peter. And first is introduced by the blessing, second by, and I tell you, you are Peter. The conclusion of the whole story is then that he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone he was the Messiah. Which leads then to the next story, which is that he began to tell them that he must go to Jerusalem and so on, the whole Passion prophecy. This story is a major turning point in the whole of the Gospel of Matthew story. It is the first time that it is explicitly stated what is implicit in the whole story up until this point. The Son of Man is a title that is used for Jesus, which basically means a human being. But it also has these connotations, the connotations that come from the Son of Man in Daniel and in other contexts in the tradition of Israel, as a representative of humanity in the divine court. So Jesus has then, even here, that multiple role, Son of Man, Messiah. The Messianic tradition is a tradition of military leaders and kings of Israel. They were the anointed ones. So the stories of Saul and David are in the background of this whole narrative because Matthew then paints his picture of Jesus against the background of Saul and David. And the realization that Jesus is the Messiah also involves then a major reconception of what it means to be the Messiah. And so that's why to tell this as a kind of dawning realization for Peter is an appropriate way of telling the story. The people who, in terms of what they see Jesus as the latest of the prophets. So they identify the prophetic tradition, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. The Messianic tradition is a completely different tradition. And so it is related to the tradition of the defeat of the enemies of Israel, the establishment of the kingdom of David, of a political kingdom. And so this reconception, this connection of Jesus with the Messianic tradition is what is a conceptual change that is happening in this story. Jesus' response then to Peter is a response of affirmation, of blessing, and of authorization of Peter's authority as the representative of the church. The blessing of Simon is a formal blessing. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. It's his formal name. The next episode uses his nickname, the nickname that Jesus has given him, namely Peter, Rock. And the blessing of Peter is then followed by this granting of his authority to have the keys of the kingdom of heaven and to bind and loose. The realization of who Jesus is then is followed by and ends with Jesus' statement that they are not to tell anyone that he is the Messiah. Why? That is not made clear. but they are to tell no one. What is implied by what follows this story is that they are to tell no one because while Jesus recognizes that he is going to be killed, he doesn't want it to happen before the appropriate time.